Okay, this is the meeting of the KPFK delegates, delegates meeting for December 7th. A few minutes late, but we're getting started with the call to order. And the business will be to call the roll and establish that we have a quorum. The secretary, call the roll.
Chuck Anderson.
Here.
Ankeny Antrim.
Here.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Presente.
Fred Blair.
Here.
Lydia Bresson.
Yes, yes.
All right, I'll come back to you. Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon.
Here.
John Crumshaw. Luis Garcia. Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall.
Presente.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Chapasha Uchembe.
Here.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Presente.
Steve Pride.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Here.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yakey. Is there anyone present who I neglected to call? Twenty present, Mr. Chair.
20?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. So that's quorum. The ground rules of communication is always our need. Wait for recognition by the chair before you speak. Raise your hand. And please, no crosstalk and arguing. We do have time proposed on this proposed agenda for public comments, and we'll take that in the same way. I don't believe there were any excused absence requests that's on the agenda, but I didn't have a chance to check in the last couple of hours. Has anybody seen the list recently?
Where's John?
Okay, John Crumshaw arriving.
I have agenda for the audio.
Yeah, that's all right. I was speaking to Garrett. All right, so we do have a quorum. There were no excused absence requests that I'm aware of. We need to designate a timekeeper to establish a time limit for speaking, which previously has been 90 seconds. Is there somebody who can serve as timekeeper?
Yeah, I object to that. I think 90 seconds is not enough.
Okay. Do you have a motion regarding the time limit?
Yeah, given the complexity of the stuff with
20 minutes each?
90 seconds per speaker is too little. Let's make it, so I don't know, 3 minutes and maybe cut down to 2 minutes if we need to or something like that. It's a thought.
Mr. Merrick?
For so long, this board spoke for 60-second intervals, and it seemed to work, and then we extended that to 90 seconds, and oftentimes people have trouble filling 90 seconds. I would suggest we stick with our past practice of 90 seconds in order that we can actually get through the business of the evening.
I have a concern that might cause a filibuster.
Please use the mic.
Yeah, use the mic.
I have a concern that 3 minutes per speaker, given the time frame of this meeting, that might cause a filibuster.
How about 2 minutes?
Okay, so I'll take that as a motion from Dr. Wenger for 2 minutes.
Point of order?
Yeah.
He said 3 minutes.
He said 2 minutes.
He said 2 minutes.
Yeah, how about
compromise?
I'll second.
Okay, that's been seconded. Any objections to 2 minutes? Motion is made and seconded for 2 minutes per speaker. Are there any objections? Okay, so I see a couple of objections. I'll have to take a vote. All those in favor of 2 minutes per speaker, signify by raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, Motion defeated.
I move 90 seconds.
I second.
That's on practice.
I thought practice. All right. Okay.
I withdraw my vote.
Okay, so 90 seconds for the speaker.
Wait, what was the vote?
The vote is 9 to 9.
And is somebody bringing it?
Yes. No, it was defeated by...
It failed.
It failed by a tie vote.
So
we're defaulting to 90 seconds.
Mac challenged the chair on the grounds of bias.
A challenge. All I did was count the votes. Do I have a roll call on how many minutes we're going to speak? I don't think so. Thank you.
I make a challenge for the chair. Move the chair on the grounds of bias. It's my right to do so.
Okay.
Can I ask which ruling he's challenging?
No, he wants to remove the chair, he said.
The beard.
Okay. Is that a question that happens during the agenda approval sequence, or is that a question that goes after the agenda approval?
It can happen anytime.
All right. So I'll say that that's not in order at this time, since we're only in the call to order and opening business.
Michael, you are wrong. I have the right to challenge the chair at any time. Challenge the chair, removal of the chair. That is my right, and your ruling that you just made is one of the reasons that supports my contention of bias.
What ruling?
Well, that you ruled it out of order. You ruled an in-order motion out of order. All you have to
is there a member of the board speaking without being called on?
Point of order, Ms. Kaufman.
I believe Mr. Wall was not called on in order to say that somebody else who was speaking was not called on.
Right. All right, please wait to be called on to speak.
Sorry.
Let's just have a vote on the question of removing the chair. I don't want to waste time dealing with it.
I call the question.
All those in favor of removing the chair for bias, please signify by raising your hand.
Okay,
so I see two in favor. All opposed to moving the chair? All right, motion has been defeated. Moving on. I'm still looking for a timekeeper. Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Glenda, thank you. Next item is approval of the agenda, which is before you as a proposed agenda. I think everybody has it and people received it. Okay.
I made a motion.
You're not paying attention.
Please.
Okay, I see a motion
is
made and seconded.
Okay.
Is it proper for minutes approval of the November 20th minutes to be on here? They were tabled. If somebody wants to untable them, that's okay, but they have been tabled. So it's improper for them to be on the agenda.
Who made the agenda, Governor?
This is from the
draft.
It's a draft agenda from the chair and the secretary.
I'm just saying that's inappropriate for it to be on the agenda because it's been tabled at the last meeting.
Okay. We'll consider that a revision to the agenda. So, if we put it on the agenda, we're untabling it. So you're saying you don't want it to be untabled.
Point of order.
Yes.
Somebody has to untable it at the meeting. Okay?
Okay.
If somebody wants to make that motion, when we get there, that's fine. But nobody has made that motion. It's improper to be on the agenda at this point.
He wouldn't know. Okay.
Okay.
So I motion to... bring the 11/20/2013 unapproved minutes off the table.
Okay, then nowhere else to do it on the agenda except we take the minutes approval. So we'll get to that in a couple of minutes after we approve the agenda. Say that the agenda does not currently include the encore meeting that was tabled.
Fair enough.
Is there any objection to approving the agenda with that change? And then we'll go on to minutes approval. Seeing none. Minutes approval.
I move to pass the minutes as presented by Secretary.
I have a point, another, a number, A number C, 3C, under the censure motion. I think you can have board discussion, but motions or amendments is inappropriate. That is a motion. It is inappropriate to suggest that there are...
Is she talking about the minutes or the agenda?
I have no idea.
What are you talking about? 10 minutes or agenda? We were talking about minutes.
I don't believe you were called on by the chair, Mayor. I was recognized, and I started talking.
This is still not
everybody's chair. I was in the middle of speaking.
In a second. Go ahead, please.
I think it's. Under board discussion, motions, amendments, that's inappropriate. It just should be board discussion on C for number 3 and 4. There is a motion. That is a motion. It's a censure motion.
I second that.
Okay.
I second that.
All right. Is there any objection to that? Can you restate your change to saying you don't want to...
It is a motion. There are two motions.
Yeah,
there are two censure motions.
Yes.
We don't suggest there will be other motion on a motion.
Right. Okay, fine. We have a motion. We have a censure motion, one censure motion, two.
Okay. And so we cross off two.
I'm not sure if I'm looking
He didn't put it wrong again.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair, can we get back to my motion that was made about the approving the minutes and moving forward?
Okay, so we're on to minutes approval. There was a motion.
Point of order. Has the agenda been approved?
Yes.
No.
All right,
go ahead.
Christ.
I'm sorry,
you
don't
give
it
a
share.
Yes, I'd like to reverse the order of the censure motions and put my section first and then Tej. Second.
Move to change 3 and 4 is what you're saying? Reverse 3 and 4.
That is correct.
Okay, I'm sorry. I must be looking at a different agenda than you have. The agenda I have has that.
No,
okay.
No,
all right, sorry. Okay. Blame my confusion. All right. So the changes to the agenda so far are to remove the unquorum meeting from the minutes approval.
Right.
To remove the something I didn't see on when I had about additional motions. Okay, board discussion motions and amendments, fine. And then to change the order of items 3 and 4. Are there any objections to those changes to the minutes?
No.
Okay, any objections to approving the minutes? The agenda as proposed. Seeing none, the agenda has been approved. Next item on the agenda is minutes approval.
I have some changes, so.
Both of these are going ahead of 2.
Okay, so is there a motion?
I had made a motion. I'll continue that motion
to
approve the minutes.
I had made a motion. I'll continue the motion to approve the minutes. I think someone seconded it.
I did.
That was Jim Lafferty seconded.
Yes. All right. Okay, so right now the only minute on the discussion is the minutes of 10:18.
I have... I have some changes.
Are you recommending changes?
Yes. Starting at authority and notice. The meeting was authorized by the chair of the Assembly of Delegates. We agreed that there is no such position. So that position, that was improperly noticed because there was at that time no chair of the Assembly of Delegates.
That's actually incorrect.
No, that's actually
it's
not incorrect.
It's the meeting before that.
No, there was not, Mr. Gary. There was no permanent chair of the delegates, and there is no assembly of the delegates. You cannot find that phrase in the bylaws. This was, again, an improperly noticed meeting. There was no chair of the assembly of the delegates. The LSB notices delegate meetings.
Okay.
I would like a note to that. I'm not done.
Well, you want it removed, or you want to know? Well, I mean, if it's incorrect, let's get the correct language and have it correct. Not leave it wrong.
Mr. Gary, you have to be recognized as well.
Aye.
Mr. Gary?
Aye.
Mr. Gary? Okay, so we're time for that comment.
No, I'm not finished. I have to make any changes.
I understand. We'll take them one at a time.
Okay. I'm not sure. I move that you say that was a position that does not exist. This was improperly noticed meeting. That's the
okay.
fact.
All right, you made the point.
Okay, point Thank of you. Order from Wenger. This is on page...
Excuse me, you're at time...
No. Excuse me, Mr. Novick. You cannot be at time for minute corrections. Okay, there is no such thing. We go until my minutes are corrected because these are incorrect minutes.
Okay, but I'm saying reserve your next correction for a minute and we'll get some comments on that one and then we'll move on.
That would then suggest that when Ms. Kaufman, myself, Lawrence, and Rodrigo were elected, that there was no chair. Chairs preside over meetings, and they're just, as happens at the other stations, that whoever chooses to preside at the meeting, if there is no objection, there was clearly no objection in January when we were elected. If this prevails, and if her motion prevails, then that means that we were all unelected to the CMB to begin with, since that would be a mooted meeting.
Point of order.
I can scream too. I have the
time. Okay, yes. Mr. Lafferty.
I call the question on the motion.
Excuse me. You cannot.
Point of order. The minutes and we'll vote on it.
And I called the
if
question.
If you have an additional motion, we'll take that up. So the question is called on the motion to amend the minutes.
Point of order. And can I speak?
Go ahead.
I will reserve right now and I will look to find the process for minutes. You cannot cut it short.
I'm not cutting it short.
Mr. Lafferty cannot call the question on
Excuse
minutes.
Me. We're not calling the question on the minutes. We're calling the question on your... Excuse me, I have the chair, and I'm explaining my ruling.
Blah, 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 blah.
Please stop talking across...
Not cool, Chris.
I'll explain it one more time. You've made a motion to amend the minutes. We're calling the order... we're calling the question on that motion. If your motion is adopted, the minutes will be amended, and then we'll move on to any other amendments or changes to the minutes, and we'll approve the minutes once they're amended. Are there objections to calling the question on that motion?
Yes, there
to
are.
Amend the minutes?
Point of order, or I'd like to be recognized.
Chair, point of order.
I'm sorry.
I have a point of order.
Point of order.
You're stifling debate.
Point of order.
Okay, I'm taking one more point of order on this question, and then we're going
to
move on.
I'd like to be recognized.
Okay.
These are minutes. They have to be correct. They can't just be timed out.
Okay, fine. Excuse me.
And what Ms. Brazon said was incorrect.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm not finished, and it's reflected later in the minutes. As well.
I'll repeat it one last time. We are not approving the minutes of this vote. We're voting on your amendment to correct the minutes.
Yeah. Sorry, what is that amendment? I didn't hear it.
Her amendment to correct the minutes was to say that the meeting was not properly, that there was no chair, that there was no chair of the delegate.
And therefore the meeting
was
improperly
noticed.
You can't write a minute saying the minutes are wrong.
It's not that I can't hear it. It sounds like an echo.
Chair? Excuse me.
When it's my turn.
Yes. Mr. Reyes, and then...
No, I'm not there. Sorry.
Chair, as chair, I hope that you will recognize that some of the members are going to keep yelling points of order in order to get back on top of the stand. Right? So I think it's only in fairness to all members that that's not done.
Okay.
All right. There's no further debate on the question of closing it.
Kim,
fine.
Okay.
Can I speak or no?
No. Okay, so all in favor of...
But I don't know the text of first... Of what, I don't know which I'm supposed to correct them with.
I didn't
get a motion.
I'm saying that they don't exist.
What is the language?
Can I be recognized?
I have to know the language.
To express your motion, please.
No, can I be recognized to respond to the secretary? It will show later on. There are other in these minutes that will reflect what the correct language should be.
Okay, we're at time. Right now the motion is to strike the words chair of the assembly of delegates. All in favor of that motion to strike the phrase authorized by the chair of the assembly of delegates from the minutes.
Wait, point of information. Isn't that a different restatement? I just asked you what the motion was, so now you've given me a second version of it.
That's the version that we're voting on. That's what I heard.
The first version was closer to the truth, the one I remember hearing. First version was that there was no chair of the delegates assembly, and therefore the motion was improperly noticed. That's the essence of what she said, and that's what you just said iteration ago.
No, I did not. Okay, the question has been called, and we're voting on an amendment to strike the words authorized by the chair of the assembly of delegates from the minutes. All in favor of that motion to amend the minutes, signify by raising your hand.
No. Kim didn't even vote in favor.
Okay. All opposed?
Awesome.
Okay, so I don't have an exact count, but the motion failed.
Point of order, please.
No, I'm... Okay, let's get a count.
No, I don't need a count.
Point of information.
The government.
I would like to, I'm sorry, this isn't a point of information.
Okay. Whatever.
But I would like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Ms. Gottman.
I would request a roll call vote for every vote here tonight.
Through the chair.
Mr. Chairman, sincerely, and to all the members of the audience, especially people that are relatively new to this, I'd like to take a moment to recognize that since I was chair and vice chair for 2 years and the several years I've been here, I've never seen a more consistent stalling technique than the calling for a roll call vote unnecessarily, which takes agenda items that might be scheduled for 10 minutes reasonably and forces them out oftentimes as much as an hour and a half. If we call for a roll call vote on everything, it's clearly a stalling tactic, and it's going to make this meeting not come to completion. So I recommend that we don't do that unless absolutely necessary.
Okay. This is Kim. Point of order. I have found the Robert's rules.
Okay, read your Robert's rules.
This is how minutes get handled. Robert's rules state, the chair asks, are there any corrections to the minutes, and pauses. Page 474, line 5, the chair calls for a reading of the minutes, asks for any corrections, then declares the minutes approved as shown on page blah blah. After any proposed corrections have been disposed of, and when there is no response to the chair's inquiry, are there any corrections or further corrections to the minutes, the chair says, there being no corrections or further corrections to the minutes stand, or are approved, or approved as read. Or are approved as corrected. The only proper way to object to the approval of the secretary's draft as a minute is to offer a correction to it. So I maintain that I get to offer as many corrections as I think appropriate. I am not trying to delay this. Believe me, everybody wants to go home, but I believe that these minutes will have a lot of misrepresenting, and these are very important minutes. This is an important procedure, and that these minutes need to be corrected. That's why I'm doing this.
Okay, I see two hands, three hands, one, two, three.
Mr. Chairman, it's my recollection and also reflected in my notes that there has yet to be a meeting of this board that was unquorum that has not been challenged in the minutes by Ms. Kaufman, clearly delineating a pattern of obstructionism. I vote that we move forward and get on with today's meeting.
Talking about a quorum meeting. Go ahead, Mr.
Under Robert's Rules of Order, the time for the item having been expired and a vote already having been taken, I'm now, the only thing we can do is move the agenda.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, then hold my hand up so I'll take Mr. Grumshaw and then the time has expired.
Excuse me,
take a vote on an amendment to the minutes. Go ahead, Mr. Grumshaw.
When the member accused the voters of another member, that is improper.
Excuse me, Mike.
When, I don't have a red mask, Mike.
That was at the long cord.
When a member,
When a member accused the motive of another member, that is improper and should be called out of order. It's improper to talk about obstructionism and other techniques because that is impugning the motivation of somebody else. Also, as the member who spoke previously will note and recall, when I chaired the meeting and when he also chaired the meeting, we allowed members to make corrections to the minutes. The whole purpose of the process is to allow the member to make those minutes corrections. Now, when the chair interrupted the member who was presenting those corrections and said, let's take one at a time, that led to the delay. The member might have been able to give all five or whatever she had there at one time, and it should be allowed because that's what we have always allowed.
Point of information.
Yeah, I'm over time.
Oh, hi. Yes, I know we're out of time, but it's in the interest of trying to move on. How many other corrections would you like to offer, Kim? Could you give us a rough idea?
All of them?
Thank you. We are at time for this item. Unless somebody wants to extend the time, we're going to vote and move on.
I move to extend until these corrections have been read out and voted on. And that is the process by Robert's Rule.
Normally, we have most of the sentence for a specific amount of time.
Why are we discussing minutes for an LSB meeting?
It's not an LSB meeting, it's a delegate meeting.
It's the last delegate meeting?
Yes. Okay, will people please pay attention to what's happening? This is the delegates meeting. We're at the minutes of the October 18th delegates meeting. We're at time for that item. The agenda was already approved, and the next item was minutes approval, which we exhausted the time for.
The motion was seconded.
Okay, what I said was normally a motion to extend is for a specific amount of time.
I said until the minutes are corrected, until I finish entering my corrections into the record. I would like to make it quick.
Okay. All in favor of extending the time until all the corrections have been made?
Point of order, can we have a roll call vote, please? This is not even, the minutes have to be read. I have
this
a right
a
to make
issue.
The corrections. Yeah,
you don't get
voteable.
To run roughshod over it just with a majority vote. That's why I voted to remove you. That's why
Remember
I submitted the
upon?
Motion to remove
no,
you.
No, you're not.
Chris, you might call the conduct.
Okay. The practice of this meeting is evident to read the entire minutes. That's why we circulate them in advance.
We're not reading. I want to read my corrections.
Yes.
And I have every right to do it according to Robert's Rules.
Excuse me. Please don't call out. The member asked for a roll call vote on the question of extending time, and will the secretary please call the roll?
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Ankine Antra. Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Person.
No.
Steve Brooks.
Yes.
Chris Condon.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Luis Garcia.
No.
Ariana Gladney.
No.
Tej Graywall.
No.
Tim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Klunder.
No.
Jim Lafferty.
No.
Chipasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
No.
Dutch Merrick.
No.
I'll come back to the chair. John Parker.
No.
Steve Pride.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Ron Spriestersbach.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yankee.
Yes.
And Ankeny Antrim, are you present?
He's here somewhere.
All right.
Ankeny.
Let me see over there. Thank you.
The yeses are 9, the noes are 13. Do you wish to vote, Mr. Chair?
No.
All right, so it's yeses are 9, the noes are 13, the abstentions are 0.
Okay, so we're tying the question is called on the minutes approval.
Point of order. You cannot call the question on minutes.
You just can't do it. You don't know what you're doing.
I have to be able to read my
Chris, not called on, brother.
Point of order, if I have to read it again, the Robert's Rules process, we're taking correction.
You can't keep talking like
that. Yes, I can.
Okay, you've made your point twice. It's been heard. Ms. Brazon, and then we're going to move on.
Page 373, Robert's Rules, beginning on line 17, taking of topics in an agenda. Minutes were on the agenda. When the assigned time for taking up a topic in an agenda arrives, the chair announces that fact, then puts to a vote any pending questions without allowing further debate. Unless someone immediately moves to lay the question on the table, postpone, or refer to a committee.
Point of order.
These are minutes. This is not a subject that can be referred to a committee.
Okay.
These are minutes. And I have read the presiding.
Okay, I'm going to interpret this.
Why don't we just read the
minutes? I'm interpreting this as a motion to table the minutes.
Well, you can interpret that all you want. Nobody's made that motion.
I
move to table the minutes.
Second.
Is there any further discussion on the motion to table? I don't think it's debatable. Okay.
Mr. Lafferty, you cannot call the question, but there should be no discussion on tabling.
Wow.
There's no discussion on tabling, so we're just going to vote on tabling the minutes. Is there any opposition to tabling the minutes? Okay, so we saw opposition. We'll have to take a vote.
Point of order, please. Oh. Roll call.
Oh.
Roll call vote.
Okay, yeah. All right, very quickly, please.
This is a motion to table minutes.
Yes.
Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Ankeny Antrim. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Steve Brooks. Chris Condon.
Yes. No. I mean,
It's a motion.
No.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Luis Garcia.
See.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall.
Deepwater
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klunder.
Yes.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Chipasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Pride. Table.
Yes.
Minutes.
Yeah, he said yes. Just keep moving on, please.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spiekersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
Abstain.
Lamont Yakey.
No.
Okay. Fred Blair, you passed. How do you pass?
Abstain.
Steve Brooks, you passed. How do you vote?
No.
Last call for Ankine Antaram. The yeses are 15, the noes are no.
The noes are what?
No.
No.
But how many noes? Give us the number on the noes. There are at least three that I counted.
The noes are 4, and the abstentions are 1. Do you wish to vote, Mr. Chairman? The abstentions are 2.
No.
My apologies.
Okay. Mr. Brooks and Mr. Merrick, have their hand. Do you still want to say anything?
Why don't
you
get down closer to you? She'll share. She's good.
It's all right. I withdraw because we have
okay,
the table.
All right.
So.
Mr. Mayor, very quickly. This may count as a point of order. The observation that I need to offer to the chairman is that the last motion, there was one hand in objection, and then another member called for a roll call vote. The intention of a roll call vote is that if it appears maybe somewhat close, it's very reasonable to ask for a roll call vote, which in this case, with only one hand, it's clearly stalling, and it's going to take us all night long.
Motion.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is a motion to remove PMB Director Kim Kaufman. We have 90 minutes. Lydia Marzan will read the motion and motivate it, and then we'll respond to Mr. Kaufman.
Okay, I will read the motion. Okay, so the motion reads, whereas Pacifica National Board Director Kim Kaufman was one of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the Pacifica Foundation and 12 of its directors, resulting in legal expenses for the foundation, and whereas Director Kim Kaufman destroyed resumes from the KPFK PD search, property of the Pacifica Foundation, possibly resulting in exposure to penalties by EEOC and
order. FCC. Point of order, this is improper. This is not what was noted.
You can't interrupt.
This is not what was noted.
In the middle of a motion, you can't interrupt.
This is not what was noted.
That's true. And I'm sorry, you don't have the floor. Please continue reading the motion.
And whereas Director Kim Kaufman boycotted the August KPFK, LSB, and delegates meeting scheduled to consider the KPFK budget, and a bylaws amendment passed by the PMB respectively, resolved that Kim Kaufman should therefore be removed as director on the Pacifica National Board, as she has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interests of the foundation. This was read to this body at a meeting that met its quorum a month ago. It has been sent around, and it was on the agenda then. So now we're on the third month of notice. So let me motivate. The criteria as outlined in the bylaws is that you can remove a PMB director based on the fact that their conduct is adverse to the best interest of the foundation. That's the only level you have to live up to. That's all you have to establish. That's it. So here are the facts, something that has not been denied by Director Kaufman. Number one, she was a plaintiff in a lawsuit against Pacifica, and I'll distribute these. And the lawsuit reads exactly, Pacifica Directors for Good Governance, and the second page identifies her as being a party to that, and it is versus the Pacifica Foundation, and then it lists the majority directors. It has cost the foundation close to $50,000 to defend the suit, but The foundation, fortunately, prevailed in court. It was an 18-page decision. By the way, the decision is not culminated. We have another court date in February, although that part of the suit has already been settled twice. But there are other aspects and there were other moving parts. So that was like my primary issue here. The secondary one is that Ms. Kaufman destroyed resumes from the PG Search Committee, except for perhaps a few, because we do know there was an offer made to someone to the surviving resumes, shall we say, candidates from the surviving resumes. And to this board, she has already previously admitted to having done so, which puts us at risk when we have an EEOC audit. You are supposed to keep those. She did not ask clearly anyone with any authority or even the idea at that time as to what the guidelines were. And again, these are fiduciary responsibilities. We have them here. Imagine the issues that we deal with at the Pacifica National Board. To have that level and that absence of cognizance and sound judgment that she would do that. And then she and others boycotted a meeting where we were supposed to vote on something the PMB had already voted on, and I know in an email she said, well, she wasn't going to vote for that bylaws amendment anyway, but that's no reason to advocate for or to boycott a meeting when you're going to vote on that. And her basic justification that she has made to this body on more than one occasion for that absence was because she had issues with the budget. Well, come and argue against it, and in fact, at the next meeting, all of us agreed with her. And we did not pass the budget even at the next meeting, so why boycott the meeting that was properly noticed? It makes no sense. It's irresponsible. And to do that and be a sitting national board director is rather scandalous. Did you come onto the national board first to sue them, then to put them at risk by destroying resumes, and then thirdly to start boycotting meetings and that? That's it. And I'll just now, for those who have not seen her name in this lawsuit, I'll just distribute the first page. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Kaufman, you have time to respond.
I would like to ask Ms. Brazan how many times has she sued the Pacific Foundation?
Once in 1999 with the support of the Attorney General of California.
No, you did not. Your lawsuit was thrown out of court, laughed out of court, only because you got to join onto Carol Spooner's lawsuit. Did that happen? Your suit did not make it to the Attorney General, Ms. Brazan. And you sued other times? My understanding is that you could not get D&O insurance when you got on the Pacifica board because you were too much of a liability. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I have been told.
No, that's true. Don't say it.
How many times have you encouraged ex-employees to sue Pacifica, Mr. Don?
Mr. Chairman,
it has been documented. Pacifica Foundation, Mr. Arbeta.
One.
Okay, then why are you still on the PMB?
And I prevailed.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
Excuse me, please don't respond. Mr. Argenta, please continue these rhetorical questions. She has the floor.
No, I want them to admit that they have sued the Pacifica Foundation. They are still sitting on the PMB. Now, I have seen there is nothing in the bylaws discussing lawsuits. What Robert's rule says here is, let's go.
This is a fact-free zone.
Right.
At your table.
Yeah.
point of information, Chair?
Yes. I'd like to be asked if I... No. I'd like to be asked if I destroyed the resumes that were...
That's all right. Right now, the conference has...
Okay,
the
Robert's Rules. Section 62. Removal from office and other remedies for dereliction of duty and officer misconduct. The presiding officer and other officers have the duty set forth in this manual and in the organization's bylaws. This section covers procedures available if they neglect those duties, abuse their authority, or engage in other misconduct that calls into question their fitness for office. Page 654, lines 8 through 10. An officer can be removed from office only for cause. That is neglect of duty in office or misconduct. Now, you can make allegations, but there's nothing in the bylaws addressing lawsuits, suing of or suing by or to. This is, it's not cause for removal, no matter whether you like it or not, and the lawsuit has not been settled. Whatever Ms. Brazan would like to characterize its rulings on, that's just her characterization. There is no, she may hand out a few paragraphs here and there, but that is not the full case. And it doesn't even matter because it's not in the bylaws if somebody can get removed for that reason. She may not like it, but nobody may like it, but it is my right. And in fact, bringing a lawsuit, particularly one that does not demand money against the foundation to force it to live up to its mission and bylaws, is not adverse to the foundation, but quite the opposite. You are trying to get the foundation to follow its mission and bylaws, period. That is what the intent of that lawsuit was. Nevertheless, it is not grounds for removal.
Coming up on time.
It is not grounds for removal. Missing a meeting, there's nothing in the bylaws that says someone cannot miss a meeting. There's nothing in the bylaws that says one has to show up for a meeting. As I said, that was a budget meeting. There was no budget. I saw no reason to go to that meeting. A bylaws amendment that I don't want to vote on. There's nothing breaching my duties by not attending a meeting for the bylaws amendment that needed 13 positive votes. My vote did not count. There's nothing in the bylaws that says that is a something that is where I'm abusing my authority or neglecting my duties. You have to demonstrate that this goes against the bylaws and give evidence that it is against the bylaws. There has been no such evidence. As to the search, once again, there is no, this is not adverse to any policy of Pacifica. There is no EEOC audit. Ms. Brazan does not understand the process of the EEOC, and it has nothing to do with the EEOC. It was a search that was declared illegal for too many breaches of confidential information
by that faction.
Correct.
We control the outburst.
There has been no evidence, once again, of my violating my duties. This is an improper procedure. These are improper charges. And if one does want to, what you've created here is a legal liability, quite frankly, because this is violating my rights as a director and in violating the rights of the listeners who elected me and voted for me and who want representation on the Pacifica National Board. They can sue on behalf of their rights being violated by removing me with
no
cause.
3 minutes, please.
Pardon me?
3 minutes.
So you're creating more of a legal liability by continuing this sham of a trial. And by the way, I will say it again, it needs to be in closed session. This was not. It is libeled. Mr. Argetta libeled me last time by insinuating that I was involved in corruption. over an issue that I knew nothing about or had no involvement in, and that's libel, and that is why this should be in closed session. I was never noticed properly, once again. I was never noticed properly. Notice was supposed to go out immediately when the meeting was noticed. Apparently that never happened. Another violation of Robert's rules. You're the ones that are violating Robert's rules. You are the one that are not being responsible with your duties.
Point of order. We are obligated to conduct this in closed session if Ms. Kaufman wants it in closed session. It's not a choice. It's not something you can vote on. It's just Ms. Kaufman has the right to conduct these proceedings in closed session. If you don't do it, then the whole thing is illegitimate, and you can kiss any request for civil conduct goodbye.
I thought that closed session was closed.
My time is not up. I allow Mr. Condon to speak.
Go ahead.
At any rate,
1 minute remaining.
You know, this
please.
Is clearly a political power play. It's just about counting the votes. It has nothing to do with legal proceedings at all. I've not been charged with anything violating my duties. And there are no charges. This is just, maybe we got the votes, or maybe we can jack everybody around and see what happens. But this is just such an abuse of the majority's power, of wasting listeners' time, of wasting everybody on this board's time for absolutely no purpose at all. Meanwhile, there's over $500,000 deficit on this budget, and I don't hear anybody on the other side of the table even discussing that. And that's one of the reasons why. I am such a person to remove from the board, because I am the one that is continually pointing out the problems with the finances that nobody on the other side wanted to hear or deal with.
Okay, thank you.
This is a lame attempt to try to bankrupt this station.
Thank you.
We have to go into closed session.
And break up the network.
Excuse me.
We have to go into closed
session. Excuse me, Mr. Condon, you're not recognized.
It doesn't matter. We have to go into closed session now.
I'll declare you out of order and ask you to leave, but you keep bursting out. We have rules. Closed sessions have to be noticed well in advance. This was noticed as a public meeting.
Point of order. It still violates Robert's rules of order.
Okay, thank you. So we're moving on to board discussion. I don't know if the board wishes to speak, Mr. Mayor.
Actual point of order. I understand the value of a point of order or a point of information within the context of a board meeting, having been on many boards. So I feel we need to create a mechanism to avoid abusing points of orders and points of information.
Yeah.
Perhaps we cap each member at maybe 25, the number of times they're allowed to call a point of order or point of information to me. Is that a reasonable level, 25 times?
Okay.
Cap it there?
Thank you. We're going to move on to the discussion of the motion. Mr. Reyes.
Yes, Ms. Kaufman. I have a real concern with... Look, the fact that you destroy resumes and, you know, you kind of try to rationalize it.
We address the board as a whole.
Okay, so I'll address the chair. So, somebody who has destroyed resumes and was constantly at committee meetings of the PNB and at the PNB level has constantly screened out, been very undisciplined.
I support this motion. As everybody knows, I was one of the prevailers of the lawsuit. I did not was found that this lawsuit was frivolous.
Prevailer is not a word in English.
Excuse me, Mr. Condon. Next time you speak out, you'll be asked to leave the meeting.
Frivolous lawsuit. And that it had no basis, no grounds for anything.
Point of order. This is board discussion
of the motion. That's when people express their opinions about the motion.
There is no evidence.
Excuse me, you're out of order, Ms. Hoffman.
So, the Alameda Courthouse has a website, and if anybody's interested in going to the website and reviewing the case, which is public information, because as a fact that executive privilege and executive confidentiality and executive session was violated over and over and over again, that result putting the good name of Pacifica in the public eye and also costing it thousands and thousands of dollars that we right now can't even think of affording. You know, this is the reason why I support Ms. Besson's motion. I support the motion to have you removed as a director.
I'll look for a speaker opposed to the motion.
2 minutes.
Mr. Brooks?
2 minutes,
now? Yeah. 2 minutes fail or 90 seconds.
As far as the resumes are concerned, that was an aborted search. There was no policy that was on paper. We have not seen one. And so when the search is aborted and the assumption is that it is going to start over again, it's been canceled, I find that very hard to set for that mistake. It may have been a mistake, not to keep it for the record, but to bring that to the level of dismissing a director seems absurd to me. The other two charges are completely absurd. That to file a lawsuit like so many people have done isn't grounds in any sense to be removed from the board. There's many people who've done it, and some of them have succeeded. So that's, you know, I mean, we've had these discussions with the attorney about what free speech is and so forth, and so there's a very much a double standard if that's not free speech. But the other thing is, not attending a meeting, that's an absurd charge. I don't even know what to say about that. That's just a ridiculous to say that. I mean, all kinds of directors and members of the LSB haven't attended meetings, so that has no meaning at all to me. So none of this rises to the level of anything approaching dismissal. So, I mean, we might say something to everyone that we should not ever destroy documents henceforth, but
thank you. Mr. Agueta has attended for some time.